B, we got injury news, and I'm not sure how great it is. Dan Quinn addressing the media in just moments ago. Remember I said it was a little weird that Noah Brown wasn't on the injury report, and then he was?
Uh-huh.
Noah Brown is out for Sunday's game
against
Cleveland Browns. Not great.
Okay.
Clelin Ferrell still working his way back from the knee. Quinn had said they were hoping to get him back this week. He's out for Sunday's game.
All right.
Against the Cleveland Browns. Hey, that's the
next man up, baby.
Here's the good news. Austin Ekeler cleared from concussion protocol. Ekeler will play Sunday.
Kind of felt that.
Brian Robinson, though, this one's a little more interesting. DQ says B-Rob is trending the right way, but they're going to take it all the way to game time. It'll be a true game time decision.
Okay.
The interesting part of that, I think, like you mentioned, you probably want to elevate Chris Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
We'll know Saturday night if they do that,
mm-hmm.
Which will tell you something. Knowing Brown is out, Eckler's in, what do you think the net effect is on that offense?
I think Eckler is a more vital part of it. And I think what you got to realize is that in the last games, Zacchaeus and De'Ami Brown made crucial catches down the stretch. Luke has started to come on. So I think you have enough receiver-wise to fill in for what you're missing with Brown. But then Eckler coming back is a hell of a plus.
What do you make of the B-Rob situation?
B-Rob situation, until B-Rob not dressing out on Sunday, I think he's dressing out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just some people you just look at differently. I, you know, after the game I saw him, and like we said, they sent him on the show with us yesterday. I have a feeling that he may still be playing.
B-Rob's still playing. I agree with you. That's where I lean as well. Do you think he'll be impacted by the knee?
I think B-Rob.
Like, how do you balance that as a pro?
He played 5 years with Nick Saban. As a pro, if you're on the football field, you know nobody's going to give you no excuse. So you're going to go all out until you can't go anymore. So if he's on the field, you're going to get what you see.
I think that's fair. It's going to be really interesting. No Noah Brown. Eckler's back. B-Rob game time. Clelin Ferrell won't play either. At a certain point, you wonder, you're not going to do it now, but if you want to retroactively throw Ferrell on the IR because you could have had another roster spot.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, the roster spot stuff in the world of expanded practice squads and Saturday elevations, it's not as cutthroat as it used to be.
It's not like it used to be.
If you had a dude miss 3 games in the old system, the pre-COVID system, you're really hurting your team
mm-hmm.
to not IR him or whatever. That's just a lot different now. Landini, Noah Brown's out. That caught your eye when I said it. Does that concern you?
Yes. I think that he's been pretty good for the team so far this year. And, you know, we all thought that wide receiver was a weakness for him. They can't really afford to lose guys there. They don't have a lot of depth.
No. I think you'd like to see more for Luke this week. Maybe more for De'Ami, like you mentioned. They have another dude with the last name Brown on the roster. Maybe he can step up. I think they'll count on Ertz a lot. You know that Ertz is the leading this team in catches? Not yards, but catches.
I can believe that.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's Terry. Ertz is second.
Yeah.
Terry right now, 19 catches for 191 yards, 2 touchdowns. Terry is the only receiver that has caught a touchdown.
Yeah, he's thrown, what, just 3 or 4?
He's thrown 3.
Yeah.
Who is your other pass catcher touchdown?
Eckler?
Nope.
I mean, the tight end, the offensive lineman, Big Trent.
Big Trent,
And B-Rob?
No, there's only 3 Rindler? Passing touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, you said Terry caught 2 of them, that's right.
Terry got 2 of them, yeah, and Big Trent got
Big
the Trent. Other.
Yeah.
Noah Brown to me is more of a blow in this game than maybe it would have been in the previous because their corners are really good, and he gives them something different with the size. the size and the speed. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of shown that he can make big catches when the ball comes his way. Obviously, he made the huge one in the Giants game at home on that option route where he broke it in, and it was a big gain to get mm-hmm. the game-winning field goal. He also had a big catch last week, 3rd and 13, and he picks up a 14-yard gain. Like, yep. that stuff really matters, and that is a veteran receiver with a big body that knows how to play it to the sticks, get past the sticks, make sure you're going forward there. So that's kind of the news of the day here. Eckler's back. B-Rob's game time decision. Noah Brown is out for this week. They do spread the ball around so much. 9 different players caught passes last week. So I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
So it doesn't bury you.
The fact that they're not a team that, oh, we're going to just throw it to these 2-3 people all the time. The fact that they spread it around, I think, still helps them with having so many guys out there that can still
totally agree.
Be an impact.
Farrell's out again. Another little bit of news that the team just announced. Dan Quinn is not a guy that makes season-long captains, right? He told us that in August or whatever. They go week-to-week captains. For the first time in his NFL career, Jaden Daniels will be captain Sunday against the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool, but
I think fans should get there early enough so that when he walks out, you can go nuts for him.
But the thing about it, I promise you, he'll probably walk out there with the rest of the captains and kind of lag behind. That's just his personality.
Totally.
You know, because, like, you walk out there, you shake hands, heads or tail, they going to call it because they're the visiting team, and you dap them up and you run back off. When I was in college, the way I would do it, I would walk up, let the other guys get all the hype, and I was damn near at the sideline before they were finished. You know, I mean, it's like if you never done it, I'm sure he's been one in college and all.
I'm sure,
but if you are a guy with his personality, you're like, sometimes, like, I'm ready. I got to focus on the game. I'm not worried about all that. And a lot of guys think that way.
Week 5 captains for the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, Dorrance Armstrong, Jeremy Chinn. That is 3 dudes that I thought were playing really well last yep. week. Daniels has been great throughout. Dorrance. Armstrong impressed me because it was time for him to show up, and he showed up.
Yeah, he did.
Chinn was quite good last week.
He wanted that 2 instead of that 1.5.
Yeah. You know, when Witt keeps talking about playing violently, that's Chinn, man. There are going to be games, frankly, where I think it'll hurt you in coverage, but you take the good with the bad, and when that dude's coming downhill, he is a big fella to be able to move like that.
You talk to him, you go, this is a nice dude. Then you watch him on the field, you go, this dude here is wild.
Totally.
Like Andre say, that's a wild boy.
That's a wild boy. I mean, chin size, 6'3". They list him at 220. If he was 230, I wouldn't be shocked. He is jacked.
Man, that's Steve Atwater's nephew, bro.
Bro, and he runs, man. I wonder what his combine numbers were. What's your guess on his 40?
4.5. 4.57.
Okay, I'm pulling it up. Jeremy Chinn at the Combine came in Southern Illinois, too. I believe that's the Salukis. 6'3", 221, 32-inch arms, 4.5.
I see.
You said 4.5, 7.
Oh, 4.5. 4.45? All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Yo, the 10-yard split, 1.53.
All right.
Vertical jump, 41 inches.
Damn.
Dude, the athleticism of these guys is just absurd. And to the point about him being jacked, their bench is 225, mm-hmm. right? 20 times for a safety, for a DB. That's a physical player. They want him going downhill. Yeah. He is going downhill. We're only going up, baby. Jeff Walker's song when we return.